I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor J.B. Pritzker is offering details on his push for a graduated income tax. He's calling for an increase on anyone making more than $250,000 a year and a cut for everyone else.
First of all, this tax plan does ask people who are wealthier to pay more, but not unreasonably so. And it does give a tax break to 97% of people across the state of Illinois.
Tax rates get higher above $250,000, and families making more than $1 million would pay the maximum rate of nearly 8%. Republicans in the General Assembly already announced their opposition to the concept even before Pritzker's plan was announced. If the General Assembly approves it, voters will have the final say next fall. Meanwhile, the president and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce says Pritzker's plan to raise $3.4 billion in new revenue from a progressive tax structure would drive out businesses. Todd Meisch says the Democratic governor and state lawmakers should get spending under control first, then help the economy grow, then turn to revenue. He says Pritzker's proposed budget has unnecessary spending, and businesses are reeling from the phased-in $15 minimum wage. In other tax news, stores in Illinois keep a portion of what you pay in sales tax in exchange for collecting that tax on the state's behalf. Governor Pritzker wants to cap the amount they keep to fill a budget hole. Mary Hansen has more.
Right now, retailers keep a small percentage of the sales tax they charge. So the more they sell, the more they keep. Pritzker wants to limit the amount to $1,000 a month per retailer, and all the rest would go to the state. Carol Portman is the head of the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. She says she understands the need for additional revenue.
But capping it super low doesn't seem to really be fair. The big employees, you know, are bringing in the most tax for the state, are not going to get paid for that.
The governor's budget staff emphasizes that the vast majority of shops and stores wouldn't be affected. Just the largest ones, think Walmart or Target. It would net around $75 million more per year. I'm Mary Hansen.
I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The U.S. Department of Defense says a Southern Illinois soldier died supporting Operation Inherent Resolve. The department says 37-year-old Army Sergeant Holly Belinsky of Pinckneyville died Tuesday as a result of a non-combat related incident in Kuwait. The incident remains under investigation. Belinsky was assigned to the 657th Transportation Company, 419th Transportation Battalion, 103rd Sustainment Command, based out of Mount Vernon. Southern Illinois Healthcare's Work Care program is designed to help businesses and leaders deal with occupational health needs. Roughly 150 business leaders attended yesterday's SIH Workers' Compensation Symposium. Michael Norris is safety director with Fricke Management Contracting 13RF and Samron Midwest Contracting in Murfreesboro. He says Work Care representatives understand companies like his.
They understand the language I'm speaking. They understand that our goals are aligned. We want to help the employee. We want to keep the mod rates low. We want to keep the injury and illness rates low. And they do a great job of balancing those things.
Dina Kirk directs SIH's Occupational Medicine and Rehabilitation Services. She says workers' comp is a difficult issue for many employers because Illinois is an employee-friendly state and pays for almost everything. Kirk says the symposium is a good way for companies to come together and share their own best practices. We've got the chance for rain and fog in the forecast at least through this morning. Cloudy otherwise with a high near 46. I'm Jennifer Fuller.